Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about the Wim Hof Method by Wim Hof. Sophie, I have to ask, have you tried the cold shower thing yet?
Hello, Sam. I have not, but I've read the book, and I'm honestly fascinated. This isn't just about cold showers, it's about rethinking what our bodies can do. Wim Hof, the Iceman, has climbed Kilimanjaro in shorts and run a marathon in the desert without water. He says anyone can tap into that.
Right, and that's the part that gets me. It sounds like a superpower, but he insists it's not. He says it's about reconnecting with our innate physiology. We've been conditioned to think we're fragile, but he's proving we're capable of way more.
Exactly. And the method is built on three pillars. The first is mindset. It's not just positive thinking. It's about developing an unwavering will. He talks about how we live with self-imposed limitations, believing we're weak or susceptible to disease. That belief is the first barrier.
And his own story is so powerful. After his wife died, he felt a coldness inside him. Then he stepped into an icy canal and found peace. He realized the cold wasn't an enemy, it was a teacher. We have to learn to be comfortable with discomfort.
That's the core of the first pillar. Train your mind to stay calm under stress. The urge to give up is just a signal from the brain, often based on outdated programming. Push past it, and you find your limits aren't real.
Okay, so pillar two is the breathing. That's the engine. He does this controlled hyperventilation, then holds his breath out. It creates hypoxia, low oxygen, and makes your blood more alkaline. That triggers adrenaline and gives you conscious control over your autonomic nervous system.
And that's huge. We were taught that system is involuntary, but he's showing we can influence it. The breathing is like a direct line to your body's operating system, telling it everything's okay, you're in control.
Then the third pillar is the cold itself. It's not punishment, it's medicine. Our climate-controlled lives have made us soft. Cold exposure reactivates our metabolic pathways, releases endorphins and norepinephrine, and activates brown fat.
And the science is compelling. There's that study where he and his students were injected with a bacterial endotoxin that causes flu-like symptoms. The control group suffered, but the practitioners had a significantly reduced inflammatory response. They consciously suppressed their immune overreaction.
That's wild. It proves the immune system isn't as uncontrollable as we thought. And he's careful to say this isn't anti-medicine, it's complementary. But he does believe we've given away too much power to doctors and drugs.
Right, and the book is part science, part memoir. He's not a guru with a secret, he's a guide who rediscovered an ancient human ability. He's passionate and direct, but his message is serious. Stop being a victim of your biology. Become its master.
So how do we start? He says the first step is the hardest, turning the shower knob to cold. That simple act is a declaration of intent. You're saying you're no longer ruled by comfort and fear.
And he suggests starting small. 30 seconds of cold at the end of your warm shower is enough. Do the breathing exercises before or during. The key is to breathe. Don't tense up. Relax into the sensation. The shock passes, and you feel incredible vitality.
And the breathing is also a tool for anxiety and depression. By consciously altering your physiology, you break the cycle of negative thoughts. You learn you're not your thoughts, you're the observer of them.
That's the philosophy of empowerment. Strength isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in the presence of it. Happiness isn't a destination. It's a state you cultivate through discipline and presence.
He even talks about grounding, connecting with nature, feeling the wind and rain, walking barefoot, reminding ourselves we're part of the natural world, not separate from it.
And when critics say it sounds fantastical, his answer is simple, try it. The proof is in the warmth after a cold shower, the mental clarity after breathing, the deep sleep. It requires no equipment, no supplements. Just your breath and will.
So what I'm taking away is that discomfort is a teacher. We've been conditioned to avoid it, but embracing it in controlled doses can unlock our potential. It's not about becoming superhuman. It's about becoming fully human.
And if you want to explore more, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The Wim Hof Method is a call to awaken the power within you, starting with a single breath and a step into the cold. We'll see you in the next one.